Part 2. Questions 13 to 22. You will hear five different people comparing their last job with their present job. For each extract, there are two tasks. Look at task 1. For each question, 13 to 17, choose the reason the speaker gives for leaving their last job from the list A to H. Now look at task 2. For each question, 18 to 22, decide what has surprised them about their new job from the list A to H. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 30 seconds to read the two lists. Now listen and do the two tasks. Speaker 1.
It wasn't much of a job, so it would be ridiculous to have expected anything like great colleagues or fantastic pay. I'm going to university next year, you see. Anyway, relative to the responsibility, the pay was acceptable. But you can stand only so much rudeness from your supervisor, even if you know you're not staying. So I left. Best thing I ever did. Here, they offered me better pay and hours, and told me I'd be trained, showed me round, which made me feel really welcome. But what they didn't mention at the beginning, and which is really good, is how much time I'd spend out of the office. I enjoy the regular visits to other branches round the country. I'd stay if I had to. I really mean that.
Speaker 2.
And then one day I thought what I was doing was only tolerable, and I couldn't go on doing it forever because I was never going to get anywhere. It's not that I'm particularly ambitious, but I do want to feel I can progress in a firm, which is why I decided to take this job when it came up. They indicated there were plenty of promotion opportunities. Cantab Electronics is really going places and is famous for having a really creative approach. When I arrived, I found it was even better than I expected. They said, "Right, here's what we want to achieve. Come up with your own solutions and submit development plans." Marvellous! It was like being told to do what you liked.
Speaker 3.
Well, the salary there was never very good, but that didn't really bother me. What got to me was that I was expected to put in far too much extra time, and I was exhausted. So I asked a former colleague, "If you could choose any company, who would you work for?" He said, "Startright Recruitment. They're good to work for, and I like the people there. If you're looking for a bit more responsibility, try them." So I did. You can imagine how I felt when I looked at my December payslip and discovered I'd been paid an extra 30%, though I'd only been with them for a couple of months. The boss said to all of us, "We've had a good year, let's all share it."
Speaker 4.
Actually, I could see the way things were going. Orders were down and the company wasn't responding to market changes, so I got out. And I wasn't the only one, though I was one of the first. In fact, about 30 people left. Anyway, I got the interview with this company within a week, and I got a good feeling as I walked in the door. Everything clean and everyone obviously working very hard. Although it was a new field for me, I'm now reskilled. What's more, I couldn't believe how generous the annual leave is. It's so much time off compared to before.
Speaker 5.
Vista Tours were surprised I left, I think. After 20 years as operations director, people thought I was going to stay forever. But I had to look to the future. I was finding the job too much. Everything landed on my desk. I had to take all the decisions. So I resigned one particularly awful day and didn't even get a leaving present. The very evening I left, the phone rang. It was Orbit Travel offering me this job, with a clear job description, which is more than I'd had hitherto, and a comparable salary. I accepted it. I was really afraid when I turned up on the first day that, as an outsider, I might be resented, but no. Everyone made me feel really at home, and it's working out very well.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 2.